Welcome back to Ramja Channel. Of course, I am your host, Joe. And we got a very exciting episode with, what, mythical creatures?
Yes.
Yes, some mythical creatures. Not all, because, you know, we got discriminated against those few.
No, it's because we don't have time.
We can mold we'll make multiple episodes someday in the future, not right now.
Yes.
But either way, I got Miranda. She's sitting over here.
Well, she's on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on the phone still. Don't want to hang out with us anymore. Miranda, why don't you tell them good news?
What?
Why don't you tell them the good news?
What did you say?
Why don't you tell them the good news?
What?
About the podcast. Do you not know?
What about the podcast?
Yeah, see? If you were paying attention, you'd find out.
I don't even know Miranda, so...
Well, Miranda should know, because, you know, she has the ability to look.
Okay, so what's the good news?
We are now on Facebook. You can scroll through Facebook and listen to us on Facebook.
Haven't we been on Facebook?
No, I've only been sharing on Facebook, but now we are officially on Facebook.
Oh.
Like, and you can load it up and play it on Facebook.
We also have another mini guest star, Gray, who you will hear in the background because he does not want to take a nap.
No, he does not want to take a nap. Is that right, my dude? Oh, now this is the time for you to talk. You're not talking. All right, Dakota, you're here. You've been interjecting this whole time.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, you're going to be running this episode. I don't know much about what you've been researching.
Because you don't believe in any of it.
But why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're going to talk about today?
So basically all the mythical creatures that you were told were fake, I have stuff to prove that they are real, and I fully believe that they are real.
And you have, like, you know... We have a mountain of evidence.
Well, it's really hard to actually find evidence. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because even when you look on, like, forums of people... Like, you can find a bunch of videos and people talking about it kind of in, like, nooks and crannies of the internet. But if you actually look on, like, forums of people asking it, there's really weird responses in it.
Like,
and
what?
No, like, weird. Like, they have nothing to do with the topic.
Ah.
And it's just, like, yeah. So, I think it's going to be one of those things where we actually find out that people are hiding it. Like, you know, when they were talking about the astral projection and stuff in other dimensions, and then they just released that all that stuff's actually real.
Yeah.
And now all this mountain of evidence is coming out when you couldn't really find it before. But there's a bunch of mythical stuff that they have, and there's a couple forums where you can find that it's real, but it's really hard to find stuff. So I mostly go off of videos.
All right, where are these videos coming from?
Okay,
credible YouTube sources or...
No, I'm going to tell you who they're from.
TikTok people.
Yeah, they are on TikTok, which I appreciate them because I've been watching them for a while. Hold up, shut up.
Yeah, we can't play any of their videos.
No. So the one girl, her at is PHEBED, and her stuff actually really got me into it at first because she started talking about mermaids and everything. And I tried to find the one girl that really got me interested in asking questions in it. She is of Haitian descent, and she was actually talking about how her grandma, like, told her stories about it and how all the monsters that we hear about are really, like, real.
All
and
right.
How once you come to the, like, every other country in the world believes in these creatures, but once you come to the U.S., it's more of, like, a mythical thing, and, like, we make it into, like, fairy tales almost.
Do you know why? Like, is there any explanation you could find online, or did you not look?
Well, no. When I was watching, like, videos about it, they kind of, it's more like, you know, they don't really want us to know because people panic. So, in order to basically not get people to panic, because again, U.S. is mostly, like, a Christian country, where, like, in Haiti, it's different.
Okay.
So, Christianity doesn't believe in these folklore people, which, guys, we're gonna have to talk, like, later on this episode about, later in a different episode, about how there's a whole other conspiracy about how Christianity isn't even real, and it's really just Dionysus. But we'll have to talk about that another
time. Who the fuck's that?
Oh my gosh, you don't know who Dionysus is? Okay.
How about we talk about, you know, people who speak English?
Dionysus is English. So he is a Greek god, and he is he's the one who is about, like, wine and partying and stuff like that. He's just great. So there's this theory.
Oh, I think I already know that off of Saturday Night Live when Charlie Day played him.
Oh my god, that's not like that. But anywho,
that was funny.
So there is this theory that Christianity was just made up because Dionysus came out, and basically back then people worshiped the gods, but they didn't see them in person. So Dionysus basically created like the story of Jesus and made it all up. And people were talking about how, like, you know, water to wine and stuff like that. And that's like Dionysus's trick, is he can do that. And if you think about it, it makes a lot more sense than just like, you know, oh, a virgin popped out the child of God.
I don't know why you're laughing, Miranda. You believe in this shit.
Because I can still believe it, but I think it's funny.
All right, well, we're going back to your other sources, Dakota.
And then the other guy who has really cool videos of sirens, he is a fisherman, and his at is at Sauce90. But if you want to look at his other ones, look at the girl I just mentioned, because she has all his back videos because his original account got deleted.
Ah.
But he has some really cool videos of, like, the siren song, and it, so basically...
I think we can play 20 seconds of the siren song if you want to look that up somewhere.
Okay, I can probably do that.
Yeah, but you want to look at it, well, yeah, I'm about to say, we can look up that siren song.
Okay.
We can play, like, 20 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, crap, hold on, I gotta find the one where it actually... Oh, it's ass at underscore sauce90. And so basically I'm going to give you guys some background about what happened. So he's a fisherman, and I think he's out based down in Miami, I want to believe. I want to think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in Miami. Or like he goes between Miami and Atlanta. So anywho, he started hearing these songs at night that he said sounded like dolphins. But if you know what a dolphin sounds like, it really doesn't sound like a dolphin at all. It sounds literally like the song. And he keeps getting, like, if you guys want to go watch the videos, I highly recommend them. But he keeps hearing them every night. And then one night while he was on the boat, he threw a crab off the boat because he does crab fishing. And he came back and these songs are playing and the crab's back on the boat. So he believes someone threw it on the boat. I believe it does too. And then the one night he heard something knocking against, like, his room on the boat, like, where he stayed under it. And you can almost, like, with sirens, they have this enticing song that, if you watch his videos, you can see him getting more and more obsessed with this, like, siren song. Because at the beginning, he's like, oh, it's just a song. And now he's literally gotten to the point where he's like, I'm going to find you. Like, I'm going to go out there and find you. Like, he's literally becoming obsessed with it. But let me see if I can find it.
All right. And then while you're finding it, is there any other sources?
I will cite my other ones, yeah.
Okay.
The only reason why I know a little bit what you're talking about is because I read Siren's Lament.
That has nothing to do with this.
Honestly, I don't know much about Siren, so that's
a fiction book. Okay, hold on. So, Miranda, be quiet because I'm going to play this video.
Going on about something without at least mentioning the legend Source 90. There's no doubt you've seen this video.
Oh, you probably can't hear it on this one, but...
I heard it. I think they can kind of hear it.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll come across, but yeah, just go watch her and his videos, because she even goes into the background of sirens, where she gives, like, a different kind of view than I do, and she gives a lot of videos that, honestly, the videos are probably a lot more credible than what you're going to find online, because just if you look up online, it's weird.
Well, you probably got, like, different beliefs for different cultures. Like,
the stuff doesn't make sense, though, in the forums, which is weird. Okay, but anywho, so I'm going to start basically at the beginning.
Well,
so
hold on. Is it just sirens that you're talking about today, or is there more?
No, there's more. But we're gonna going to start off with sirens.
All right, so there is more
because besides sirens. So I believe, like, all the mythical creatures they talk about are real. There are some that I will never actually talk about because I'm too scared to actually say some of their names. I've watched, like, if you guys watch TikTok or look up anything online, like,
I do not watch
TikTok. There's some videos about some creatures that I won't talk about because they actually scare me. So
before we start there, Miranda, yes. Do you believe, like, what do you know about sirens and do you believe in them? We're going to gauge this real quick.
The only thing I know about sirens is, like, what I read, and like she said, it was fiction. So
I know about tornado sirens, so this is gonna be kind of fun.
No,
like, no, like, it's completely different. But yeah. I know, like, in the webtoons that I read it in, like, they're kind of harsh, but at the same time, they weren't, like, ugly. But in, like, pictures, when you look them up, they're, like, really ugly and scary.
Okay.
Which I have some things that actually, like, you know, promote this idea. So, anywho, well, I...
Okay, so, Joe...
Yeah, Joe, do you believe in them?
I don't know anything fucking about them, so...
But did you believe in any of the mythical creatures?
I believe in a few, okay, but not so, you know...
Sirens, yes or no?
I don't know anything about sirens, so right now I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I probably don't either.
So...
Change my mind, Dakota.
Okay, so there's actually... So, a siren... I'm going to tell you guys what... Basically, online says the actual definition of siren. So
online, is it Google being...
Well, it's from an actual mythology website, but because of the browser, I use it pops it up.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Okay, so either. In Greek mythology, the sirens were dangerous creatures who lured nearby sailors with their enchanting music and singing voices to shipwreck on the rocky coast of their island. It's also said they can even charm the winds. Roman poets placed them on some small islands called Sirenum Scopuli. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but...
We'll apologize if we don't.
Yeah, sorry. So, that's sirens.
So, where's this island at? There, do you know?
There's certain ones that are fake, and there's certain ones that are, like, real, and they don't know which ones have gotten lost in translation.
So, if we had to guess any...
They island? Think around Greece and Rome is where the main ones are.
Oh, okay.
But I've also heard that they are on the coast of Haiti as well. And then okay. The one guy is on the coast of Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. Okay,
good question.
Is that by, New Jersey? Where's Atlantic City at?
I thought it was in Georgia.
I got a question.
All right.
Yes.
Are they supposed to eat people or turn them into, themselves?
Turn them into what?
Like sirens?
Like other people into sirens? Or are they supposed to eat them?
So, sirens don't really turn other... Okay, so there's another theory with that. So, sirens usually go after men, and they don't turn men into sirens. They just drown them.
They turn into mermaids?
No, sirens and mermaids are completely different, actually. So, I'll go off of Miranda's thing real quick. So, there was a theory that believed that sometimes you were either born a siren, because there is some, have you guys heard of who Medusa is?
Yeah, Medusa, is that the snake lady here?
Yeah, so her mom is, the queen of monsters, the mother of monsters, and she actually, her mom birthed the sirens, too.
I heard that there's different beliefs saying that Medusa is actually something else.
She's a Gorgon.
Well, that's saying that, she was raped and stuff like that.
That's not a true theory. So, basically, the Gorgons themselves are a symbol of protection because they did put them, on their shields and everything like that. It was... So, again, women did use that as a symbol of protection against sexual assault. And because it did become, a symbol of Athena, but that's because Perseus killed Medusa. But, no. The theory about Medusa actually being raped was never actually true. She was born a monster. But, yeah, that's actually been going around, too, that people have been talking about that. There's, a huge spiritual awakening going on right now, guys, and I'm super excited. But back to what Miranda was... Okay,
real
yes.
Real quick, I have a question. How long have you believed in this stuff?
A lot. So I've always believed my entire life about, magic and creatures and stuff. There was always something in my mind that was, this stuff has to be real. I think things that affirm from, legends and things like this, they have to be true from somewhere. They're from somewhere.
All right.
So I've always believed in this.
And then the mythical creatures, is it something recent then? Or?
No. I've always believed in it. It's just I've more been, researching it now because it's...
Oh, Jesus.
Never mind.
Okay, so what was you saying?
Okay, so I've always believed in it, and right now just a lot of it's coming more to the surface, and I think it's probably because thanks to, technology, we're able to film things more and kind of research more. And, again, with the big spiritual awakening that's happening in, the witchcraft community, more people are looking into it, too.
Alright, but before we start any more into your thing, it's time for the ad break.
Oh gosh, I was getting so excited.
Well, that's why I was holding you out for as long as I could, so that way I could throw the ad break, so that way when we come back, we'll go straight back into talking.
Okay.
And you're going to tell us the difference between what, Sirens and Mermaids?
Yeah, and about how, and about Miranda's thing too.
Okay, so, quick ad break, we'll be right back. And we're back!
We're back!
Two delayed starts. Now we got this. Hopefully that we got this time.
Yeah.
Miranda, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Okay. All right, so where the fuck did we leave off at?
So we left off with... Hold on. I got a sneeze. Dang it.
You got a sneeze?
I think I got a sneeze. Oh my gosh. We are not restarting. If I sneeze, you guys get my sneeze, people. Okay. Excuse me, Greg, my child. Mommy is trying to talk. So, anywho.
I have to sneeze, too.
Greg probably is just tired of hearing me talk about this all the time.
Alright.
So, anywho, we're going to go back to what Miranda was talking about. So, there's a theory that there were men sirens, but most of them are female, and they mostly drowned sailors. And some theories are that they used them to reproduce, but most of the time they did kill them. But there is a theory that, so sirens were born, like I was talking about, from Medusa's, like, mom, who was, like, the mother of monsters. But then there's also ones that they could turn women who were thrown off, like, overboard into sirens as well. And that's why most of them have the theory of, like, they drowned sailors because of the wrong that they did to women. And there's also a huge sexual assault aspect of it as well, is that usually, you know, men committed these crimes, so they decided to go after them.
Okay.
But I'm going to explain the difference between sirens and mermaids. So sirens are usually depicted as evil temptress to lure sailors to their deaths, while mermaids are usually depicted as peaceful, non-violent creatures that try to live their lives away from human interference.
So are mermaids real then, or no?
I personally believe that sirens are, and I think they just get confused for mermaids. I think mermaids are what the U.S. took to, like, basically be, like, the fairy tale version of sirens. Like, you know, we have when people think of mermaids, they think of the Little Mermaid from Disney.
I would say so.
Yeah. So, yeah, so there's a huge difference with that. And so, if you just search, are sirens real, you literally get the answer yes and no. Because it does, so there's a Greek myth and, like, a Roman myth, and the myths that you hear, like, as a kid and in, like, books that, you know, Miranda read. And the ones basically...
Those are not books.
Well, no, there is some books out there about, like, sirens that are fictional.
Yeah.
So, in that aspect, no, but with, like, Greek and Roman, it is. And the reason... Oh, are you good?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so the reason they think that these could be real is because the locations, some of them are fake and then some of them are actually real. So in and around Italy and Greece are where they most popular are. But popular myths seem to have pinned them in the Tyrrhenian Sea off the coast of Sorrento.
All right.
So that's mostly where they are.
I don't know where Sorrento still is.
I think it's by Italy.
Nice.
We already decided that none of us are good at geography. But yeah,
I'm with geography. I've been getting all the geography questions right, by the way.
Yeah, but if you look into it, there's a couple different...
You just ask them, you do not answer them, Joey.
No, I've answered a few, like the Middle East one, I think, what was it, last week?
Maybe.
Yeah, the Dead Sea.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, so anywho, back to me.
Yes.
So, about what these creatures look like, so... If you think of, like, sirens and mermaids, you think that they're, like, absolutely beautiful. Well, in reality, not true. They have been crossed with half human and half bird, and then half human and half beast. The videos that I've seen, they look somewhat human, but you can tell that they're, like, not.
All right. Like, so, what are the features?
Like, they're pretty translucent.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird. I don't know. Just go look up the videos, guys. It's really hard to explain.
Can you tell us a place to look up videos, or just...
That Siren girl videos? That I told you guys was, she has multiple videos.
Okay.
Excuse me, child. Okay, so, does anyone have any questions about sirens?
I think we've been asking them this whole time.
Yeah, you have. You've been interrupting me. But do you have any questions?
No, I've been asking the whole time.
Miranda, do you have any questions?
How would they, like, link the birds? Like,
yeah.
I'm looking at pictures right now, and I just see scary-looking mermaids with sharp teeth that look like fish.
So, the thing that I was reading about is that some, like, depictions of it, their arms are more like wings. And it's, like, instead of, like, the scales and stuff like fish, it almost looks like they have, like, feathers in some of the ones that I was looking up.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, here's the thing I never understood is... Is that a lot of people, like, in shows, too, they sit there and it's like, oh, yeah, you can bang a mermaid. I don't know why they would, because, like, every mermaid I've ever seen has, like, half the, like, the human tail and, like, the head, well, and the head of a, well, no, it has a fish tail and the head of a human.
So, a funny story, I actually
did you make a mermaid?
No. So, I was looking up that stuff, too. So, that was actually made up by sailors, and I think it's because that when you actually did tell the myths of sirens and stuff, Greek and Roman... It's that sailors were made out to be the bad guys. So again, what is...
So they just decided to bang the siren?
Well, what is a men's way that they think they have power?
In government?
Oh my god. This is going to be rated R, guys, but no, most sexual assault is carried out by men.
Oh no, this...
A lot of people who do that, they get a sense of power.
This episode's already rated R, don't worry.
Yeah, so this is why sirens have the idea of... Mostly men who did sexual assaults were drowned by sirens.
Ah.
Okay. Wait, so I got a question. Do they automatically know then?
I think it's just because, like, you know how guys, like, talk amongst themselves? And, like, back then on, like, the boats, they kind of just talked about everything. And they had, like, you know, like, the open prostitutes and everything back then. So I think they just knew. Like, they can hear what they're talking about. That's how they lure them.
Ah, okay. Miranda, that's the second time. I don't know what the hell that is. You what? Killing a mouse back there?
No, it's the door opening and closing.
Okay,
some WD-40 on that shit.
Yeah, they really do.
So back to having sex with creatures.
Oh my gosh. So is there any other questions about sirens before I move on to our next monster?
Oh, there's more monsters.
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm okay. Would you guys have sex with the siren? That would be my final question. No?
They are powerful creatures that are not to be messed with.
Miranda, would you have sex with the siren?
Let's see if it's a... They're creepy.
Well, let's see if it's a man siren.
I see, even, like, if it's half bird, they just don't look normal.
Let's see if it's a black man siren, Miranda. Would you have sex with it then?
Probably not.
I thought she was gonna say probably.
I was like, now you put black in there, now there's a possibility.
Would you?
Not a black man siren, that's for sure.
But would you a regular, like, woman siren?
What do they look like again? I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, you should watch the videos.
If they're bird-like, then they're just weird-looking.
Is that the siren right there?
Like, these two are.
I don't know.
I'm gonna delete that for you.
I have no idea. Now that one, yes.
Those are mythical ones, Joe.
I'm just saying.
This is all mythical.
No, some of these are real.
Are you really deleting siren photos?
Yeah, because I don't have a lot of memory in my phone, to be honest.
She's deleting the photos.
To be honest, I don't have a lot of storage on my phone.
You should invest in the iCloud.
I don't want to pay for iCloud.
I don't pay for it, but back to the thing.
Okay, so do you believe in them now that you hear more about them?
I mean, there could be a possibility.
Okay.
I don't know, yes or no for sure, but, you know, yeah, I can say probably.
Okay.
Miranda, so, do you believe in them? Yeah, thanks for asking, Miranda.
I thought she already said.
Probably not still, just Ooh. Because I don't know which one it was still looks like or not.
I mean, the picture I saw.
Okay, on to my next monster, guys.
I don't know why.
So have you guys ever heard of the Kraken?
A Kraken? Like the big squid?
Yeah.
Yes. I think everyone's heard of a Kraken.
So now we're going to talk about if he's real. So when I looked up the most like debated mythical creatures between correct, well, basically the probabilities of them being real and not real, there were sirens / mermaids, serpents, and the Kraken. So sea monsters have a prominent role in myths and legends of most seafaring cultures on Earth. And with such inspiring ocean diversity, it's not difficult to see why. Because why have we only explored 5% of the ocean, guys?
Because we don't have the technology to go down deeper.
But we have the technology to go to the moon.
Yeah, well, sorry, it wasn't the race to the bottom of the sea. It's the race to the moon.
It should have been. It should have been.
Technically, like, we haven't really been all the way into space yet. Been to, like, the moon.
Yeah, we've only been to the moon. That's less than 1% of space we've explored.
We've explored a little bit of the ocean, but we haven't been all the way down there either.
Yeah.
All right.
So why? Because here's the thing. We had to start exploring it and then stop for some reason.
Because we don't have the technology. I've already watched videos about this. We literally don't have the submarine technology.
Oh, there's technology to find this stuff. If we have technology to take humans to the moon... To the moon.
I think it's easier than going down the sea.
You should go through the atmosphere?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Have you, like, when you go down further in the sea, it becomes heavier.
Yeah.
So you gotta make something then that can support that weight of the
sea. We literally made a robot that can live on Mars.
And okay, that has no atmosphere.
Happy birthday to himself.
Not anymore.
Okay, he passed. R.I.P. that robot. He did so good. I don't remember what his name was, but wasn't he just Rover?
I think he was
like
Rover.
Space Rover? Yeah. We love him. I watched the videos of him, like, when he was shutting down, like, his battery died. I cried. Because everyone at NASA was crying, and it was so sad.
I did not see you.
I did.
All right, so I where would a Kraken be,
know
then?
About him? Like, I might have heard him about in science class, but other than that,
I heard about him.
Yeah, you've probably seen pictures taken by him because he's the robot that took all the pictures of, like, on Mars.
Okay.
So, back to the sea creatures.
Yes. So.
Where would the Kraken be?
In the oceans.
But thank you very much. That's 75% of the fucking planet. Listen,
so, with the Kraken. With the Kraken. Excuse me. I should have named you the Cranky. Oh, man. He is not going to want to just crawl around.
But back to the thing.
Okay, so anywho.
Where the fucking would the Kraken be if you had to pinpoint his spot?
So he comes in with, like, storms. The videos that I've seen is, which again, the girl that I said earlier, she has videos of him. And one of them is just, like, it made me a true believer. Like, because.
She has videos of the Kraken, like, or about the Kraken?
Of it.
Like, they have pictures.
Yes.
Of this Kraken.
Yes. What they believe is the Kraken.
Are they sure it's not a giant squid? Because those are
This is not a giant squid.
Okay.
What?
Can we look up a picture?
I can't hear both.
How do you know the difference? That's what she said.
Because this one's huge and does not look like a squid.
What does it look like?
Huge.
The Kraken looks like a squid.
Yes, but squids do not get this big, and they don't act in this way.
I am glad you know about the squid.
Oh, my God.
But where would the Kraken be?
Is this my research, or is this your research?
I'm trying to figure out how the
shut
fuck...
Shut up.
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck...
Shut up.
You are getting this...
Both of you shut up so I can explain.
Okay.
So, the original theory and why they believe the Kraken... Excuse me! Pick up your child. Oh, my goodness. Just rock him back and forth. He likes being rocked, okay? I need you to rock him. You're rocking him wrong. It's forward and back, not side to side. So, anywho, The reason they even... Miranda, I'm going to need you to stop with the feedback on your side. I'm trying to talk.
Yeah, get off speaker.
All of you just shut up. That we're going to have 15 minutes of just talking about me telling y'all to shut up.
We'll go.
Okay, so the original... Miranda, shut up! So the original theory of why they believe the Kraken is actually real is because there's been destructions to boats that is not explainable by, like, regular ocean currents or regular ocean creatures. So, they, like, if you look back on, like, pirate ships and stuff, the way these were destroyed, you can't actually tell a reason why. And there's even been modern boats that were destroyed that they've come out and even said no sea creature or current could have caused that destruction.
Well, apparently some did.
Which could be the Kraken. So, anywho... With them, they kind of come in with, like, really bad storms and fog. They kind of move in the fog, and the one video that I saw is, like, they're actually, like, you can see their tentacles in the fog, and they kind of just rise up and move around, and they come with, like, you know, water tornadoes and everything like that. But, yeah, so I did have a video that I watched by her, so... It's basically a question of why we refuse to go deeper in the ocean. And sure, maybe it's Joe's theory of, oh, we don't have the technology. But yeah, we have the technology to make, you know, like, cool iPhones. So,
okay, so an iPhone is a lot easier to make than a submarine that can withstand over 14,000 pounds worth of pressure.
So, anywho, in the Atlantic Ocean, it was around, like, I believe June 18th of this year, the U.S. set off this, like, 40-ton bomb. And it's by where the fire is in, like, the Gulf of Mexico at this time. I don't know if that fire is still going. I haven't checked.
I don't think it is.
So, they literally, like, destroyed this section. Like, you see the video, right, Joe?
Yeah, I can see
That's a huge explosion. So, why would you do a random explosion that big that basically pulverized that entire area of the ocean if you weren't trying to kill something that was down there?
I mean, they do test explosions all the time.
Not in the water that big.
Well, no, but they do it, like, in the deserts and stuff like that. Like, there is test explosions.
Not that big.
Well, no, they gotta make it bigger because people are making bigger bombs.
But not like, no. Because of where it is and what is going on right now. Because basically everybody believes, and I believe this too, because there's so much stuff, like, going on right now. First off, humans are trash. We are trash people. We are destroying the ocean. We're horrible people. So they believe basically all these creatures now are coming up and getting, like, revenge. So they think all these ones are coming back to the surface and basically trying to, like, fight the big guys. And first off, me and other people of, like, the community that I practice with are like, nah, you gotta leave us alone. We ain't trying to do it. But anywho, yeah, the main ones that I talked about today were, like, the Krakens and the Sirens. But there is so much more, guys. There's more about, like, vampires and werewolves.
Well, we have 20 more minutes.
Witches. And I didn't look up more stuff about the other things.
Oh, so you did not do what I said. It got prepared.
I did, but I thought we were going to have more discussions. I was going to have you save your questions for later.
No, we got to answer during the show.
So, we'll go back to you and Miranda. So, how do you guys feel about, like, these mythical creatures that are talked about?
The two?
Because you, well, like, you know I talk about a bunch of them all the time. And I think you just think I'm a crackhead.
I kind of listen, don't listen.
So, do you, like, believe in them, or are you just like, nah, like, the little mermaid?
I believe probably some, but, you know, I'm not going to sit there. But you got to convince me.
Miranda, do you believe in these or not?
What the fuck happened to Miranda?
Okay, Miranda, try to say that again.
Do I believe in them?
Yes.
Where I'm going to be possibly scared of them? Probably not. Am I going to keep an open mind that they could be out there? Sure. You know why? Aliens could be out there, too.
Oh, no, they're out there.
Yeah, aliens are definitely out there.
Yeah, no, aliens are real.
I don't know, so, like, I can keep an open mind about things, but I don't know if I'll, like, 100% believe in them.
Alright. So is that all you had for us?
Although, Although, I do think they are interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm very interested. And Dakota needs to do a part two of this.
I can. It's just there's some of them that I'm actually scared to talk about.
Well, we just won't do those ones. Or you tell me which ones you're scared to talk about, and I'll talk about
them. No, because I don't even want you saying them around here.
Ah.
Yeah, it's just, no.
Can I ask why?
Yes.
Like, why what?
Is it like a Bloody Mary type of thing where you say
no,
her name?
No, it's more of like if you talk about them, they're more likely to like find you. And I don't deal with it. And there's too many people that have had, like, they've heard them and there's evidence about them. And I don't mess with them.
Ah.
There are certain things that I, which is kind of like weird because like as soon as you find out about some of these, you like become like scared of them and it kind of like shapes your reality more. But yeah, but like with sirens and like the Kraken, first off, I don't go in the ocean much. So I mean, I live by a lake, but I ain't about to go in it.
They're about to come after your ass.
Uh-uh.
Next time I see a storm, they're going to be gigantic-ass tentacles coming through this apartment window.
I know! Where you guys aren't going
to... Do you know about the size of a Kraken? Can you look that up?
Yeah, I probably can.
That's, you know, that'll work. Yeah, I want to know the approximate size of a Kraken.
I don't know.
Versus a giant squid.
I like the signs. I was like, they can give you signs, like, that they're coming.
Well, what do you want them to do? Spray paint your house the day before? You want them to send out 3-day notice?
The average Kraken was about 100 feet, so 30 meters in length, and weighed about 4,000 pounds.
Okay.
Is that the size of, like, a car?
That's bigger than a car.
That's bigger than a car, Miranda.
Semi?
Bigger than a semi.
They say the longest one was 43 feet.
Of a Kraken?
Yeah.
Or a giant squid?
A Kraken.
Can you look up a giant squid size?
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the biggest creatures we have is a giant squid in the ocean. I could be dead set wrong, but close to that caliber.
A giant squid size is 59 feet in total. And 18 meters. So it's like 50 or 41 feet less. Than a Kraken.
That's a lot less.
Yeah. So, come at me with your giant squid theory.
Let me size perception.
Okay, you want me to look up the, like, largest creature in the ocean?
Yes. That known creature.
Large, fine. Oh, you're getting me wet! Move the cat. And... The ocean. Oh, a species of what?
It's a species, technically. That would be the correct terminology.
Well, it came up like the blue whale.
Ah.
It is 100 feet long and weighs upward of 200 tons.
That's a lot of tons.
That is a fat mama.
You should look up, like, the greatest... The kitten, including mythical creatures.
Does my ass say Google?
Time for the Google machine, Dakota.
I'm going to look up biggest mythical creature.
And then we'll talk about that next week.
Maybe.
And Dakota,
do you
want
to know the biggest creature or sea creature?
Creature.
Okay. So, we probably just thought a dragon is number one. Oh. Which, I believe in dragons, guys, but they're a lot different than what you think they are.
We can do that next week.
Oh my gosh, it's really cool.
We can do a whole mythical thing.
So, the top four are dragon, kraken, excuse me.
Where's the other two?
I'm trying to see it, but my cat's ass in my face. A chimera and a griffin.
Shakira?
I don't know what this one is. It originates from Greek mythology and was thought to be a female monster from Asia Minor. The two-headed chimera was in fact comprised of three different animals.
So it's like a monkey type of thing?
No. It looks like a goat, a serpent, and a lion. But I could be wrong. And then a griffin, I think we all know what that is. It's a hybrid of a lion and an eagle. What is the most powerful one? Is the chimera, yeah. And the second one is the basilisk. And the third one's dragon. Fourth is kraken, and five is siren.
As the what? Most powerful?
Yeah.
We'll talk about dragons. We could talk about a whole bunch of dragons.
Oh, I love talking about dragons. Dragons are cool.
All right, so is there anything else you want to tell us about this, what, the siren and the kraken? Can you not tell us anything about kraken?
There wasn't a lot on them because they call them a lot of different things. Because some people even call it, like, you know, there's the theory of Cthulhu and stuff like that.
All right.
And then there's, you know, just a lot of it, people just chalked it up to a giant squid. When you actually look up videos and people talking about it, it's not a giant squid. It kind of looks like a giant squid, but there's parts about it that doesn't look like a giant squid. And just the way it moves with weather and follows weather, it's just not.
All right. So, I think that's about all you wanted to talk about then?
Yeah, I didn't want to do a bunch of stuff because I can get carried away very easily.
All right. Well, we'll start, I think, with our closing stuff then.
Yeah.
Very early.
Well, we got like 45 minutes of stuff.
No, we didn't.
Oh, well, do you want to talk about anything?
Yep, I think I'm about it, because I don't know much about it.
Oh.
I'm sorry, guys. Kind of dropped the ball this week.
Hey, listen, I was tired, guys. I've been dealing with school, and school's busy, and I just got a new job, and just let me be, okay?
Next week, I promise.
If you guys like this stuff, I will bring you a ton more, because I love talking about this stuff. Yes.
I love talking about this stuff. We can do another one.
Would you like me to talk about deities or anything like that?
A what?
You don't know what deities are?
Adidas?
Okay, so I guess we're going to keep going, guys. So basically, Joe and I do not agree on religion like standpoints at all. Because I practice witchcraft, which means I believe in multiple deities. Roman, Greek, Norse, everything like that.
Okay.
Joe thinks that doesn't exist.
I think religion doesn't exist.
Well, I believe that all these things had to come from somewhere.
Yeah, people's minds.
No. No, I don't believe in the big God that everyone talks about, but I believe in multiple deities. And a lot of these creatures span from their background.
All right.
Greek and Roman had a bunch of stuff going on back then. So why not would these things be real?
You know, the Bible was originally written in Greek.
Mm-hmm. Which is why it would make sense if Dionysus was the one who created it.
Ah.
Yeah.
It was, I think, Greek and Roman. As the two, because...
Wasn't it originally written in Hebrew?
Oh, it was Greek and Hebrew. Old Testament Greek, New Testament Hebrew.
Yeah. So I don't know where you're getting these Romans from.
I have no idea.
But yeah, so... A lot of people are trying to, like, chalk it up to, like, you know, oh, this series Loki right now, but did you actually know Loki is a ginger? He a ginger. And people try to romanticize it, like, with Loki and Percy Jackson and everything like that, and Thor, and it's not how it is. You guys gotta actually do, like, research and look at the cool things that each of these deities
do. Oh, no, Disney, like, lightens these characters way the fuck up.
Yeah, and they're not lightened characters.
Like, they a lot of them come through Grimm Brothers. Like, a lot of their stories.
No.
Or lighting through, I know quite a few, though. Not the deities ones, no. No, but a lot of them are, like, Pinocchio, I think Little Mermaid.
That's not what we're talking about.
Well, we're talking about Disney lightening up characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say a lot of them come from Grimm Brothers.
Or Hans Christian Andersen. He came up with, like, Frozen and stuff like that.
That one. But, yeah. Besides that, you know... I'd say we talk more about that, but, you know.
Well, that can be your next episode.
Oh, hell no. That's going to be a lot of talking.
You don't mind talking a lot, since apparently I don't talk enough.
You don't do enough research.
I was tired.
Okay, but yeah, no, I think that's about it. We'll start closing things out.
Yeah. Well, did anyone do anything fun this week, since we didn't start our podcast off with that?
This week?
Yeah.
What did I do this week?
This is why I don't ask her anymore.
Well, while she's thinks, we took Gray to his very first pumpkin patch today. That turned out pretty well.
That's why he's been irritable all day.
Yeah, that's why he's been like, he didn't get a good nap today. And
oh, but he's out now.
Yep.
I see. He's got to put like a paintbrush in his hand and then let him try to paint the brush. Well, paint the pumpkin.
I don't know.
Maybe. There, we're just going to carve something.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Since, you know, he's only 9, he's going to try to eat the paint.
He's only 9 months old. I promise he's not a 9-year-old trying to eat paint.
Yes.
He can try to steal paint.
He won't get very far.
No, he tries to eat everything, Miranda.
Fine. What did I do? I started classes again, so...
Nice.
Okay. Oh, did you tell them about your new service that you were talking about earlier?
What new service?
When my friend came over. So Joe can get rid of creepy people who talk to you guys. So if you got a creepy guy or girl who's like messing with you, just send them Joe's way. Joe will get rid of them. Joe has gotten rid of many of gay men who've been trying to hop into my friend's DMs.
Yes.
He's really good at it.
Yo, something did happen.
What?
Okay, so I think a sugar daddy tried to text me on Instagram.
Wait, how? What?
Because, so, like, you know how people, like, can text you, but it goes in your requests?
Yeah.
Well, this, guy put it, went in my request, and he said, "Hey, I'm sorry if this offends you, but I find you really attractive, and I'd like you to be my sugar baby. Just letting you know my intentions. We could talk terms and weekly allowance later. Do let me know if you are interested."
Okay, so you said yes, and now you guys are talking about weekly terms and, you know, allowance?
Joey, no!
Why not?
What the fuck, Miranda?
Did you check out his profile, see if it was legit?
Do you guys really look at that stuff?
Kind of. If someone's offering me a weekly allowance, I don't think Nicole's going to really care. This and that's like, oh yeah, here's $400 a week.
It depends on what comes with that.
It's private, so I would have to ask to follow him.
That's fine.
Maybe you should do that.
And then if it's not legit, you just block him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I am not.
Miranda, do you or do you not need money?
You're in college, so I already know that you need money.
Yeah.
I'm not that, like,
he might just want
yet.
Feet pics.
Yeah, just send feet pics.
He just might want feet pics.
My goodness. No, my feet look terrible right
now. Who cares? He's paying $400 a week for those feet.
We don't know if he has a foot fetish or not.
Well, most of those weird people do.
Or he might send you lingerie to try out.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know if they have negative 8 cup lingerie, but you never know.
Yeah, they don't have lingerie to fill in your chest, but you might be able to find out.
Yeah.
No.
She's like, no.
If it's like scampy, like type of clothing, no.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys, or he might want to see you in, like, regular clothing. I don't know.
Or maybe he just wants to talk. Maybe he's
alone. Might want to talk and pay you $200 a week to talk. Wait, are you going to say no to $200? You know what? If you say no to talking for $200 a week, send him my way. I will talk to him for $200 a week easily.
Yo, you can't keep saying that because one day I might just be like, yeah, I need money. Sure,
oh, there you go. There you go. I'm trying to help you, Miranda. I'm
you
trying to further
you.
You
don't even have to put it on your taxes.
No. Well, yes, you do. If you
no, because it's a gift.
People, you can't encourage
if they do it under PayPal or anything like that, they have to now. Even if
okay,
it says a gift.
The thing is, I get scared of, like, that stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, why? I don't want app that you can send money with that stuff because I'm scared they're going to take my card and everything.
How are they going to take your card?
They took it last time.
Are you sure your mom didn't take it?
Yeah, I'm putting money on the mom took it.
Mom took it, putting on the hackers. Damn hackers.
It was Uber. Somebody paid like $400 to a Uber and they stole my credit card information and all that. So I had to cancel my bank and everything, well, my card, and then go get another card, and that's how I got into my accident.
That just sounds like a shitty bank.
Yeah, it sounds like a shitty bank.
That's how, like, everything went boom, 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 like, just one thing after another. Yes. And then But yeah, so I did not actually accept it, but I didn't delete it either.
All right, but yeah, no, we'll start closing this stuff out.
Yeah, because it's kind of like our granny show. We all curled up in our blankets.
Yes, I had hot apple cider.
I had Pepsi and garlic bread, so.
But,
Yoo-hoos.
Nice. Ew. I love Yoo-hoos.
Yoo-hoos are gross. They taste like watered-down chocolate milk.
All right, but we'll start talking about the future of the podcast. Right now, I'm trying to work out to get some kind of merchandise.
Yeah.
No one else likes my shirt ideas.
Okay, because you have some offensive ones.
No, I do not.
Do you want me to mention the one about Miranda's mom on it?
No.
Yeah.
That was Christmas presents for the family.
Were the ones of me?
And were they not true?
Fucking Miranda.
If they were not true, then, you know.
It's true or not. You still
don't put it on there. Yeah, see? There you go. Miranda screws black guys.
Oh my god, I forgot that one.
But we don't know if it's anyone else yet. She's just the only one.
Miranda only screws black guys so far.
Yes.
Oh, there you go, so far.
And she only wants to talk to you for black.
No.
She says, oh, white guy, he'll know.
I'm not racist.
No,
I can
you
talk
have a type.
To anybody.
You just have a type, it just happens to be black.
Okay, I need to take my contacts out.
And then, but yeah, I am trying to create merch right now. Like, I'm trying to, you know.
It's more as if they're athletic or not. Like, if they're not athletic, then I don't really want to talk to them.
Okay, but I'm trying to create merch right now.
Yep.
So, we will be looking out for that. And we are official on iHeartRadio.
Yeah!
Finally got that through again.
Yay.
So now it's just fuck Pandora because, you know, they won't message me back. Mm-hmm. And then right now.
Do people even use Pandora still?
I think some people do easily, yeah.
I don't know. I changed over to Spotify.
So did I. And then we're also on Amazon.
Yep.
And Audible.
Yeah.
Yes. And of course, we're free on all those platforms. Of course, of course.
Yeah. And if we're not free, let us know, because no one's paying us.
Yeah, that means there are guys paying someone else, and I need to know who the hell you guys are paying.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, Audible, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. Again, still watch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, give us those 5-star reviews, we got Pocket Casts. Oh my god. There's a lot
of things.
Pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts, we're there. But Pandora. Fuck Pandora. So. I think that's all. Oh, yeah, and we're on Facebook. Now you guys have no reason not to listen to us every week. Scroll through Facebook.
It's true. Almost everyone has. Well, I can't say that. Not everyone has Facebook still.
But you know what? If they have Facebook, they have no reason not to listen to us.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was about to say, I'll make sure I put in the link in the description, because now I'm going to start sharing it. You can hit play right on Facebook and scroll through.
There you go.
Or you can hit the link and go to our website on Anchor, and you can see, and you can play it off of there, go, or off of Spotify, or, I can't think of the other one. I think Apple Podcasts.
Wait, I have a question.
All right.
Is mom still going to be blocked, or do we have to block her?
No, I think she did. Yeah, no, she can't look at my posts.
Yeah, she's blocked from randomness chat.
Nice, okay.
See what happens when you talk about family members and then you gotta block them all.
Yes.
That is true.
But you know, now she did. We are
still rather have mom blocked because we talk about me and mom only knows what I tell her.
Yes. You don't want the world. So you want the world to know what your mom does and.
Yeah, but mom shouldn't know what I do.
Alrighty then, that's fun. Dakota, where can they find you?
At least not yet.
I don't know.
You don't have nothing to go off of?
Not right now.
You got a TikTok.
I do. Don't look at that.
Don't look at that?
No.
There's a lot of cringy videos.
Yeah. I started that TikTok like 5 years ago.
Yes.
I have all my awkward cosplay videos on there.
I have a TikTok I don't use. Yeah. I used it to promote the podcast one time.
Yeah, he won't let me post any fun things, guys. Like, I wanted to do a dance on it and post it, but Joe won't do it. So, when you guys see our post...
I've already said I want to do one with you.
See? We got to get Joe to do it, though, too.
Why?
Because you're the host. Hey,
Joey, do it with us.
Yeah.
No.
It would be fun.
We can do the best friends one with him.
What's a best friend?
Together forever. We're Linda and Heather. Best friends.
My name's not Linda or Heather.
Listen, Joe. What just happened where me and Miranda go by? It's like, hey, Joe, mama, and then just walk away.
See, now, if you can create funny content, then yes, I will definitely be a part of it.
I think we should.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. If you guys can create funny content like that, okay. I will definitely be a part of it.
Okay, I need to go take out my contacts now.
Okay, so Dakota's leaving us.
Yeah, goodbye.
Miranda, where can they follow you? Hello? I know you're there.
What?
Where can they follow you?
Oh, Instagram at merpanda1001.
Nice, okay.
Wait, can they tell me if I should text the baby daddy back?
You mean the sugar daddy, not your baby daddy.
Yeah, sugar daddy,
I don't
got no baby.
Oh, yeah, no, Dakota, she said that she texted the baby daddy back.
I don't got no babies.
Not yet, fucking Jesus.
Who knows if I'll ever have one.
Yeah, one day, Miranda, one day. Don't worry about it.
Maybe not.
You probably not.
But you know well, things are going right now. How it's looking, probably not.
And of course, you can follow the podcast on Facebook under the group page Randish Chat Podcast. It's where I update weekly on the episodes. And hopefully, here pretty soon, do some fun things. I have some fun things planned to hopefully get a lot more people listening so that way we can start actually doing merch.
Yes.
Because I have the website. All I gotta do is just create the merch and start going.
I got another story to tell y'all.
Well, Dakota's away, so go ahead.
Okay. So, my friend, she liked the same guy as I did. And that's not, like, a good thing because we liked the same guy. And, well, the thing was, she knew him a lot more than I did from the start because she played volleyball with him a bunch
and
like I already knew they were closer and now they're actually like hanging out and I'm pretty sure she's watching a movie with him right now.
Oh, so she's banging
him even
right
later
now.
Tonight so like that's kind of crushed, so I'm still stuck with the porn star.
Go ask out the guy anyway.
Well, they're banging right now.
Are they banging for sure?
Oh, yeah, no, they're up there watching a movie.
They're not. She's Catholic.
Yeah, she ain't opening the legs for no one but the Lord until she's married.
Wait, can the Lord bang the Catholics in, or how's that one work?
No, you're not supposed to sleep with anybody until you're married. You're not even supposed to share a bed.
Apparently, she's sharing a bed right now.
Like, she shouldn't spend the night.
Oh. Okay, well, you know what? They're banging. She says she's Catholic.
They're not banging.
They're not banging.
They are not.
Rocking the bed.
Joey, she is Catholic. She would not. And she's like Catholic.
She's like Catholic. Oh, I didn't know if there was a difference between regular Catholics and Catholic.
Well, I mean, there was that boy that Miranda dated who said he was Catholic, but they shared a bed.
Oh, and
so
he also
Catholic.
And he also masturbated to his sister's feet.
Yeah, and drank alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, he bragged that he got drunk off of 3 White Claws. Yet you have Jill over here who can down half a bottle of Jack Daniels and still participate.
I don't know how well the participation is, but I participate.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I did 4 shots of Crown in a row. What the fuck you mean 3?
You are not sober at that point, though.
You were gone. I also had two other drinks.
Yeah, you were gone.
And then I had another drink on top of that one.
You were gone. I had to save you from wasting $20 on a pool game.
I thought I won.
You didn't. Because they were like, oh, let's bet money. I'm like, ha, me being the sober one, you're none of you are betting money. They're like, oh, why? I'm like, because I said so.
The show's gone.
Yeah, I still have not been drunk.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, I know. It took me a little while. That was the first time I was ever drunk.
Aren't you going to be 21 soon?
We won't work on it, but you know.
We can.
Oh, goodness. Only if we do a podcast with it so I can...
Oh, I told Joe we went to this place today that had like cider, but it was hard cider, that we should drink some of those on a podcast.
Yes. I could buy hard cider we could drink on the podcast.
We gotta get those though, because they have different flavors, like apple pie and stuff.
Well, I don't like pie.
You don't like the artificial taste of apple pie?
I had apple pie ice cream and I didn't really like it.
You know what? Marina's still drink them anyways.
Yeah, you're going to drink them anyway.
Okay.
Well, that's when we get a lot more viewers, so that okay. We know I'm not wasting all that money.
Yeah. So are we ready to go?
Yeah, we're almost ready.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did I already plug in the Facebook group?
Yes.
And then the website, which I never update anymore. I promise I will tonight. www.ramishchat.wordpress.com. Promise you guys, I'm starting to update it again. I'm a few episodes behind. And then next week we're going to talk about what mythical creature, Dakota?
I don't remember.
Dragons?
Oh yes, dragons. I'm tired.
Okay, yeah, so we'll talk about something with dragons.
Yeah.
And I promise Dakota will be more prepared.
I'm tired, okay?
Okay, wouldn't there be like more than just dragons or just dragons?
I don't know. We can talk about all flying creatures. Is that a lot?
Yeah. We'll talk about the big ones, though.
The big ones?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about the most popular ones, like gargoyles and dragons.
Gargoyles are different.
How are they different?
Gargoyles are statues.
They're real.
Gargoyles are... Yeah, but they're... Gargoyles are only real in the
like
Scooby-Doo games.
Statues that turn into real when, like...
Yeah, in Scooby-Doo...
Right?
I thought they were always real and people just statued them out.
Oh,
made statues
well,
of them.
You know what? Maybe I'll learn some next week. I'll definitely research that.
Yeah, no, yeah, I research it and, you know.
I say you do gargoyles, I'll do dragons.
No.
Why?
This is my break from researching.
Oh, well. Okay, well, I'm going to go because I'm tired.
Oh, no, we're all going to go because we're all tired.
Yes.
I'm not tired. I only worked... for 8 hours and then did this podcast.
Miranda, I will hang up on you.
Yeah, Miranda will hang up on your ass as soon as we're done. So
that's not nice.
That's literally how this podcast ends, guys. Like, as soon as Joe stops recording, I hit the end on the phone call.
Yes.
Yes.
We want to say bye.
True.
All right, but again, Spotify, follow us.
You already
Apple
listed
podcasts,
everything.
Google Podcasts, give us 5 stars, give us those reviews. We need them.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And
bye.
Then Facebook.
Okay, bye.
Scroll through Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to stop it now.
Okay.
Bye.
You guys have a good night. Bye.